The Lord be with you.
We have a senior speaker today, Ellie Anderson from Long Lake, Minnesota. Ellie is a Spanish and Management concentration major. She will be picking up some of the themes of Easter. So for our prayer this morning, we're going to use one of the prayers that is routinely said on Easter Sunday. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. A reading from 1 John. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how we know that God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. We love because he first loved us. The word of the Lord. What a joyous week we have just celebrated at Easter. The undeserved grace of God poured out on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, and the amazing hope of new life and freedom that is ours through the miracle of the resurrection. As I reflect on this passage in 1 John about love, I'm struck by the impact that these verses have on all of our relationships. Simply stated, it is only in knowing the true love displayed at Easter can we truly love others. When we desire to love others well, first we must look to Jesus, who opened himself up and gave himself freely in a sacrifice of love. In our brokenness, he covers us with his amazing grace. And by this perfect example, we can walk with confidence in his command to love others, knowing that God is both the source and the example of love itself. Today, I would like to reflect on Christ's love remembered at Semana Santa in Spain, and how Jesus' love inspires us to love others through being vulnerable and speaking the truth. Last spring, I had the incredible blessing of studying abroad in Sevilla, Spain. As some of you may know, beginning in the late 15th century with the victory over the Moors by los Reyes Católicos Fernando y Isabel, Spain is deeply rooted in Catholic tradition. During my months living in this historic city, I got to watch Los Sevillanos prepare for one of the most extravagant weeks in Sevilla, Semana Santa. Ready to partake in the tradition and cultural experience of Easter in Spain, I reached out to several of my Spanish friends that I had just met, asking if I could join them in their celebration. Little did I know this consisted of joining more than 2 million people in the cobblestone streets to watch processionals of 15th and 16th and 17th century sculptures be wheeled around on elaborately worked gold and silver floats. For up to 16 hours, many walk barefoot, carrying candles and dripping hot wax down their hands through the beating sun and the coolness of night. I was deeply impacted by the humility and devotion shown by these people through this practice. They were choosing to suffer as an expression of gratitude for the price that Jesus paid for our shortcomings, our failures, our selfishness, and our imperfections. They were recognizing the role of their own sins in the suffering of Jesus and celebrating his love given to us. I think R.W. Scott captures well the experience I had in Semana Santa in Spain when he reflects that before we see the cross as something done for us, we have to see it as something done by us. Jesus was willing to open himself up to taking our burden and pain because he loved us. This Spanish procession was a profound reminder not only of this incredible sacrifice of love, but to me served also as a compelling picture of his command to take up our cross daily and follow him. When we say we have faith and we surrender our lives, it is truly a commitment to walk with him and to be obedient to loving others in action and in truth every day. As exemplified in his time on earth, Jesus humbled himself to be like us. He healed diseases, he served the sick and the lost, he washed feet, and he emptied himself to death on the cross. And he rose again on the third day victoriously, so that we too could be vessels of this love in the world. As 1 John states, God has shown us his love for us through Jesus. And as a result, we too have the freedom and the power to love in return. I'd like to share with you just one small example of Christ's love lived out in my life. Just 3 weeks into my semester abroad, I received a phone call from my mom and my dad that my grandmother had passed away suddenly. As you may surely imagine, my study abroad honeymoon of sorts, in which I had been totally absorbed in the newness and the adventure of the world's most beautiful city, had come to a quick end. Surrounded by a host family I had known for just 3 short weeks, and friends that seemed like mere acquaintances, never before have I felt such weakness and sadness and desperation. But as I look back just 1 year later, I'm so grateful for how the Lord used this place of weakness to teach me about his love and how to love others well. Firstly, I learned about the importance of vulnerability in love. In tears on my knees, my first response was to reach out to the Lord. In weakness and frailty, I brought before him the heartache and loneliness and confusion that I was feeling. I could not do this on my own. His provision and his love were the only things that would sustain me during this time. With little strength I had, I mustered the courage to reach out to these new friends I had met. While many of the other students in the program were doing all they could to impress and attract new friends, there was just no hiding my weakness. Yet, it was not in the facade of having it all together, but in the vulnerability of my weakness that these profound friendships formed so beautifully. Just as we must acknowledge our brokenness and our failure before God to receive his grace, it was through opening my heart and being real with these girls that I was able to be loved, and in exchange, to love them. It was in the mutual openness and vulnerability that served as the foundation for this much deeper type of friendship. Through sharing many tears and contagious laughter and deep conversations and spontaneous adventures, this new community was living out Christ's love in my life. Jesus loves by meeting people where they are and opening himself up and giving his grace, his forgiveness, and his hope. So we too must love by being vulnerable without pretensions, expectations, or judgment. To love requires opening up and giving of ourselves. Second, in this openness, these friends exemplified what it looks like to speak the truth in love. My new friends loved in a way that was more than just the typical consolation during a time of mourning. They were not just satisfied by telling me everything was going to be okay, or letting me sob on their shoulders, or just trying to make me smile. They dedicated themselves to helping me take hold of the promises of God and to learn and move forward during this time of hurting. Together, they loved me and were willing to drop their commitments to go on walks, por el río Guadalquivir, spend hours at cafes just listening and eating churros con chocolate, and relentlessly urging me to draw near to God. Because they had my best interests in mind, they were ready to walk with me towards the true healing of my heart, not just a temporary distraction from my difficult emotions. They were active vessels of Christ's love to me through selflessly speaking words of truth and leading me to a stronger, more whole me. Just as Jesus did not stop his ministry at physical healing or restating the law, he loved by making a way for us all to be whole and righteous in him. Through his words and his sacrifice, he opened the way for us to become who God intended us to be. So in the same way with our communities and our families, we too must look to this example of Christ by speaking words of truth and challenging each other towards greater holiness. Friends, today I rejoice with you in the love of Christ. As John illuminates, we love because he first loved us. Let us intentionally share the many blessings he has given us to build his kingdom through opening up in vulnerability and speaking the truth in love to those we care about. As powerfully demonstrated through the traditions of Semana Santa, may we humbly carry in our hearts the remembrance of Jesus' love poured out on the cross and be empowered by the overwhelming victory of the resurrection, not just at Easter time, but each and every day. Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.